You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is 6 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast on Wednesday, June 25th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is... Here's what happened. Even the camel is fixated by the Miz on the mound for our Milwaukee Brewers. The game is going on right now across several Civic Media stations over the air. Remember, we can't stream it due to the MLB rules. But over the air right now, several stations across Wisconsin of the Brewers Radio Network. And we can tell you it is the seventh inning stretch right now. Going into the top of the eighth, the Brewers 4, the Pirates 1.
Yeah, the camel was getting up to get another beer.
Yes, he was fixated on this. The Miz having a great day on the mound once again. Record numbers, biggest crowd of the season so far for Milwaukee at AmFam Field down there in Milwaukee. What a great day. What a great story. Jacob Mizorowski. I mean, this kid just seems to have everything you want. He seems humble. He seems like a nice guy. And enormously talented. His first pitch off the mound tonight, 100 miles per hour this afternoon, I should say. So he keeps on getting it done. We'll update you on that. If you live in one of our select cities across Wisconsin, including Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and perhaps Hayward, you could get it over the air right now. I only say perhaps Hayward because a little tower trouble. Our great engineering team is on it. So if you're not hearing it over the air, hopefully you will hear that shortly. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Every morning you can hear him from 6 until 9. I'll be on his great broadcast tomorrow, just before 8 o'clock, 7:50. Tune in. Kreitlow's going to try to gin me up. So will he
succeed?
Well, I don't know. Well, depends how much coffee I have before I go on the show. Many thanks to Patrick. Also thanks to Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Always appreciate him being here. And coming up this hour, more news you can use. Look at some state headlines as well. But right now, it's 8 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but you can have your voice heard across all, well, not quite 11 stations, because some of them have Brewers games on, but most of our Civic Media Radio stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. No better place to have your business advertised than on the Civic Media Radio Network. Give us a shout-out at civicmedia.us on the old World Wide Web, civicmedia.us. And our sales team will be happy to get in touch with you and learn how you can become one of our sponsors, one of our partners. We would love to have you. All right, this is timely. In a way, I guess, because a lot of summertime is the time people redo their, do some home updates, painting, maybe wallpaper. Wallpaper's kind of coming back in. Went to the Parade of Homes in Madison, and you see a lot more wallpaper, especially in bathrooms now.
That seems weird to me. But I mean, I guess I don't know how wallpaper
It's not your grandmother's wallpaper or
right,
your grandfather's.
I'm sure it actually will stand up to water.
Yeah, and also all kinds of designs, there's textures. Anyway, one of the things people might do is flooring. Flooring this time of year. So today's category, what's worse, carpeting or wood floors? Carpeting or wood floors? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Can download it today. You're going to want it on Friday. Going to give away 4 more Brewer tickets on Friday. We have the free Friday Brewers giveaway going on now till the end of the season. Every Friday, all of our network shows throughout Civic going to give you a word during each of our shows. You have until the end of the show to text in the word, and somebody at the end of the show, the computer will randomly choose one person, and that person gets four tickets to a specific Brewer game. Playing that on Friday. And the only way you can play, enter, is on the Civic Media app. Question right now, what's worse, carpeting or floor, wood floors? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Back up to Appleton. Cindy on the line. Appreciate it, Cindy. Cindy, carpeting or wood floor? What's worse?
Well, as a pet owner, I'm going to say carpeting, because if they have an accident or puke on the carpeting, I got to get the carpet cleaner out. Whereas if it's on the hardwood floor, I can just get a rag out and wipe it up. It's so much easier. Once they're gone, then I would say carpeting. But at this point, wood floors is the best.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. Appreciate the call. What's worse, carpeting or wood floor? 855-752-4842. PJ, watching this on YouTube. Remember, you can watch the show on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twix, whatever you want to call it, X. It's a great way to see it. And by the way, if you want to catch a past show, for at least for right now, because on the podcast version, Spotify, it's going to sound wacky and weird because they're, I'm not going to get into it, but we can't play music right now on the podcast version. So it's just goofy. So if you want to see a past show, dial us up on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, and you get to see my goofy mug all at the same time. So PJ on YouTube says carpeting is bad for your health. When I bought my house, the first thing I did was rip out the carpeting. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Carpeting or wood floors? What's worse? You can also text us on the Civic Media app. I guess I've owned two homes in my life. I had a small house, which was that I bought, and then I ended up inheriting our family farm. And so when I bought the small house, one of the first things I did was redid the flooring. I think that's a good point by PJ, because you don't know if the other person lived there before had a pet,
right,
or some sort of, you know, there could be all kinds of things in used carpeting. So I would also tear up the carpeting if I was getting a house like that.
Along that line, I've helped my dad with a lot of flooring projects over the years. Mm. And thinking back, I've never installed carpet. I've installed hardwood. Mm. I've installed vinyl, but never carpet. I've only torn it out.
Oh, really? Well, maybe now's your chance to... So after you tore it out, did you put wood floors in?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Yeah. All right.
Or vinyl.
There's also some very nice vinyl right now out there as well. It looks like wood floors.
Cheap, easy to install, easy to replace if it gets messed up.
Absolutely. Dave in New Berlin off the text line says, if you don't have slippers, wood floors are worse. Your feet get cold. Well, all right, that could be. Conrad, wonderful Conrad, back tonight on the Schwabba Show, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Conrad has been down in Boca for a while and putting his feet up down there in Florida where he's from. No, wait, I'm being told now in my ear, no. He's actually he's been helping out as Todd Michaels is on vacation.
But yeah, he just didn't want to have to do a show at 6 a.m. and then work until 8 p.m.
Now, why would that be?
I don't know.
But no, Pete Schwabba was here yesterday, the last couple of days. He was kind enough to be on our show. And so Conrad is set to go tonight in his usual producer chair for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba starting at 6. Conrad up at GBW in Green Bay says, a person who has only lived in apartments my adult life, I would say carpet is worse because you need to get that carpet cleaned for your security deposit. Wood is just a Swiffer, and then you're done. That's a great point, Conrad. And so, depending upon your landlord, some of those landlords, it's virtually impossible to get all of your deposit back because they look at every single thing.
However, a hot tip for you. Contest it. If your landlord is charging you back stuff and it's BS and it's stuff that you did clean, then call them about it. And there's a good chance you can get the money back.
There's your apartment lawyer minute with attorney Aaron Zopper.
I am not a lawyer. Okay. So take that with a grain of salt. Right. But that's been my experience.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Heather up in Eau Claire on WEUK. Oh, that's not right.
No, it is not.
WCFW The Tap, watching on Facebook, says carpet is worse. harder to clean, harder to replace, repair, and also ages faster. Well, if you look at the photo online right now, on the video stream, CP dialed up some very used, or at least some mildly used carpet on the left for carpeting. The wood floor has a beautiful wood floor, and for whatever reason, there's a cat sitting, a large cat with a large bushy tail on the wood floor with a bucket and a mop. So I'm not sure what the photos represent, but
you know, that brings to mind certain song lyrics. I'm going to leave it at that because they are not appropriate.
Well, that's probably good. Jim watching on YouTube says, what's worse? Definitely carpeting is worse. If you have a leaky pipe, carpeting can hide it for a long time, causing extensive damage. That's another great point, Jim. I've known people who had a leak in their house and they thought the carpet, you stepped on it and it was all squishy.
You're like, oh no, how long has this been like this?
Not good at all. 855-752-4842. Len in Madison says carpeting is worse for cleaning and cost. Wood or vinyl is better with small area rugs, mats, and runners. Len, that's another good point. Know people that have wood floors. And to the other listener's point, if you have cold feet, well, A, I guess you get slippers or socks, but B, as Len says, a nice rug, a nice area rug where you sit in your chair or the couch, whatever.
Plus, then with area rugs, you can get cool designs and further make your house a home.
Look at that. Aaron Sommers, the interior decorator today. I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. What's worse, carpeting or wood floors? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Aaron Sommers, what's worse?
I think I'm going to have to go with the majority here and say that carpeting is worse.
Really?
Just because in my experience, our house was mostly carpeted when I was little. And as we got older, slowly replaced that with hardwood floors. And the main downside to me of hardwood floors is that they can chip and scratch, and then, you know, it's expensive, especially now. It used to be cheaper before the pandemic, but, you know, everything's more expensive now.
Right.
But that's really hard to repair. Whereas if you have vinyl or something, that's really cheap to repair because you just take it out and pop in a new piece.
Got it.
But carpeting is just, it gets so nasty.
It can get nasty.
Also, it's fun to slide around in your socks on the wood floor.
like Tom Cruise in Risky Business. What's worse, carpeting or wood floors? 855-752-4842. Robert in McFarland says, oh my God, carpeting is horrible. Wood floors are beautiful and easier to clean. A hot take from Robert in McFarland. I'm going to go along with Robert. I'm going to say carpeting is worse for the aforementioned reasons, by and large. Wood floors, generally speaking, look nicer and are easier to maintain clean. They're certainly cleaner, like other people have said. You know, a vacuum can only do so much. I will say, like in a bedroom maybe, a nice carpeting when you get out in the morning, put your feet on carpeting. That can be nice.
You can also do rugs.
You can also do rugs. But overall, I will agree that carpeting is worse, especially if you have like kids or dogs or something like that.
Yep.
Then it's just, it gets goofy. All right. There you go. That's another edition of What's Worse for today. We'll be back with a brand new edition tomorrow. Let's look ahead. Let's preview tomorrow's What's Worse. Oh, it's a meat edition. Meat. Who has the meats tomorrow for What's Worse? Come on back. Give you a Brewers update on The Miz after this on the Civic Media Radio.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Zommers on the board. Allball behind the mic here on, I guess I didn't give a weather update today here in downtown Madison. The world headquarters on State Street. Pretty nice day. A little humid, a little sticky out there. The Sam Davidson Street Cam on downtown Madison. You see the beautiful Overture Center there on the right for those watching on the stream. People staying inside, it looks like. Saw a larger school group a little while ago going up and down the street. But overall, pretty nice day. High clouds right now, looking for some rain around parts of Wisconsin. Again, next 24 hours, some places could get some downpours and the like. But overall, pretty nice day. Weekend's going to be hot. Oh, here's an important update for our listeners on WMDX here in Madison. If you are wanting to partake in the first concert on the square, big events here every Wednesday from now until like the first part of August. Free. They're free. They're fantastic concerts on the square outside of the Capitol One. It's a go. Right now, they're saying despite a chance of some rain here or there, they're going to try to get this in. So if you want to, you can do it now starting at 3 o'clock. It's now 24 after 3. You can bring a blanket down, reserve your space. You can only have a lawn chair if you sit further back, like along the sidewalk. But on the lawn proper, bring a blanket, reserve your space, and the concert gets underway. I think it's 7 o'clock tonight. So
it is 7 o'clock. And today, Dancing in the Street is what the event is called. Mm. They're playing Motown hits.
Oh, great. Always a great time. For MDX listeners of Madison, concerts on the square right now is a go for tonight. I want to get into a little bit of what's going on in Washington. Again, some of the international things going on. Some of these, you know, this kind of politically sexy election in New York City last night that we touched on a bit in the first hour. But again, I think it's important not to lose focus of this Trump bill going through Congress right now, the reconciliation bill, basically the budget bill out in Washington, D.C. And here now, our crack staff has put together the six largest vote problems at hand. Number one, rural Republicans. Red state Republicans are worried about Medicaid and rural hospitals. A proposal to add a new fund, billions of dollars for rural hospitals, may help, but it is a hasty Band-Aid. This is something to watch. New reporting from The Hill today, headline says, GOP senator warns Medicaid cuts could derail Trump's mega bill. Senator Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri, and by the way, certainly no, as they say, snowflake. He's a MAGA red meat guy. But Senator Josh Hawley is warning that President Trump's mega bill could run off the tracks this week if Senate Republican leaders fail to address his GOP colleagues' concern that deep cuts to Medicaid spending would devastate rural hospitals in their home states. Hawley said Republican leaders provided a little detail last Monday night about how they would help rural hospitals, nursing homes, and community health care providers in rural areas. I want to step away from the story on the Hill for a second. Some great reporting by WISC Channel 3 here in Madison a couple nights ago. And we had these folks, Summers, you'll remember this, last year during the presidential election when then Vice President Harris was in Ripon, Wisconsin with former Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Right.
We were there. We did the show from the little schoolhouse, the birthplace of the Republican Party, Ripon, Wisconsin. And we had on folks from Sauk County. And that if you're not familiar, Sauk County is just below Wisconsin Dells. Most people know where Wisconsin Dells is. And they were talking pretty close to a year ago that they were facing a shutdown of what used to be called the county home, but the publicly funded retirement nursing home facility in Sauk County. Now, Channel 3 reported this week that there is a vote coming up, maybe this week yet, where this is real now, that the nursing home in the public nursing home in Sauk County is looking at extinction right now. Where do these people go? Where do the poorest, the most indigent among us in our communities go? That is one example right here in Wisconsin that is already happening in Sauk County, at least potentially. It's on the verge of happening. Now here, Josh Hawley in this article in The Hill saying that could be repeated, not just nursing homes, but rural hospitals as well. Hawley said, quote, "I'm confident it will not be put on the floor as it is currently. Something will change. They'll add something. It's just unclear to me what," unquote. Then he went on to say, quote, "it's all a work in progress. and then warned this rural hospital stuff, this could threaten the progress of the whole bill. Let's resolve this and move this along. Otherwise, we're going to be sitting here looking at each other in August, unquote. Look, I don't agree with Josh Hawley on a lot of things, but he's absolutely right on this. And I think this is an unfortunate but really good example, a tangible example, proof that President Trump and his closest advisors are out of touch with real Americans, particularly, as it turns out, a lot of his key voters in their communities in rural America and rural Wisconsin. Because if he was in touch with his core voters in rural America, he would understand how critically important and popular rural hospitals are. And they're all, I'm sure nearly everybody listening to me on this show across Wisconsin knows exactly what I mean. We're going to come back, talk more about this, things that are going on this bill out in Washington, D.C. that we should keep looking at. Don't go anywhere. We'll continue after our news, sports, and weather update. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Wednesday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 past the hour of 3 o'clock. We're dancing in the street, State Street. Not New York City. We're in State Street here in downtown Madison, the world headquarters of Civic Media. Zomer's all over it. Motown there. Motown is the theme for Concerts on the Square on the State Capitol lawn tonight here in Madison, which we have heard now is a go. It is a go for tonight, despite there might be a threat of some showers. But they're going to try to get it in tonight. Enjoy that Motown music down there. And right down here on the Capitol lawn tonight, if you're so inclined. They're also about to be dancing in the streets in Milwaukee. Update for you from the Brewers Radio Network. This game being played on several Civic Media stations right now over the air across Wisconsin, including Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls. Right now going on in the top of the ninth inning. McGill is on to try to get the save for the Brewers and Mizikowski, the Miz, who pitched a great game today for Milwaukee. Brewers hanging on to a 4-2 lead right now. Two outs in the top of the ninth. McGill trying to get the save. And then there it is. It's over. Final out. The Brewers win 4-2 to stay red hot. And the Miz gets the win. McGill gets the save. What a game. What a game. There you go. It was a great game. We as they say, I saw it on the radio. I mean, this to me is what baseball is all about. This to me is what the Brewers are all about. They're not a team that's always going to go have the richest, well-paid lineup in the league, but they get these guys that they could develop, and then you got a guy like Pat Murphy, just an old grizzled baseball coach of a guy. And they're doing spectacular things. Brewers get the win 4-2 over the Pirates this afternoon. They are now 45-36 overall. I think they're in the second place in the NL Central, a couple of games behind the dreaded, the hated, the terrible Chicago Cubs. All right, back to the news in Washington. Before the break, taking you through, according to a crack staff and us here, six things we want to watch now going forward in the budget process out in Washington. Can't get too distracted by the Middle East. Can't get too distracted by the Miz. Trying to keep our eye on the prize. What's going on? And here now, according to The Hill today, Senator Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri, is calling Trump out, calling out some of the MAGA Republicans, saying if they don't address rural health care and Medicaid spending, they're going to be doomed, saying that Republican leaders provided little detail Monday night about how they would help rural hospitals, nursing homes, and community health care providers in rural states. Case in point, according to Channel 3000 here in Madison, WISC-TV, the Sauk County Nursing Home, the public nursing home in Sauk County, which is right below Wisconsin Dells, is facing closure this week. An important vote by the Sauk County Board coming up. We talked about this a year ago on this very program. We talked to some of these folks saying that they forewarned, said this is coming if people don't get on top of this. And here we are almost a year later and staring it in the face, a rural hospital, a rural nursing home closure in Sauk County. One proposal, according to The Hill, floated by good old Senator Susan Collins, Republican of Maine, who apparently sent a very concerning letter. No, that doesn't say that. Susan Collins is Maine is set to set up a $100 billion relief fund for rural hospitals, nursing homes, and community health care centers. Hawley on Monday called that idea, quote, a good start. He said, I think in this meeting, Senate leadership needs to go to rural hospitals and they need to go to the House leadership and they need to work this out. They need to address the rural hospitals' concerns, Hawley said. After a 90-minute meeting to discuss a possible floor vote this week on the GOP mega bill, both mega and MAGA, to enact Trump's agenda. He said, if that happens, this bill will pass here and in the House. I think if that doesn't happen, I don't know if it'll pass here, but it will get us in a conference committee in the House, and I'm opposed to that, Hawley said. Senate Majority Leader Thune did not tell colleagues how much money he'd be willing to allocate to the hospital relief fund, raising questions among GOP senators about whether the bill is ready to come to the floor this week. Other Republican senators raised concerns Monday about the debate over the Medicaid-related provisions in the bill playing out. Senator Jerry Moran, Republican of Kansas, said, I still have concerns about a few provisions in the bill. I'm not satisfied yet. Who cited Medicaid as his biggest problem with the legislation. And remember, all of this, stepping away from the article, all of this comes, I mean, here's a couple of guys, again, Republican senators from more rural-ish states, Missouri and Kansas. I'll at least give them credit for bringing this up and trying to fight for more money for rural areas, rural hospitals, rural nursing homes, clinics. Meanwhile, Republican Senator of Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, wants to cut more for Medicaid. Another issue looking at in this big bill out in Washington, D.C., expansion state Republicans. Republicans whose states have seen rural health care gains thanks to Medicaid expansion are concerned about cuts in the Senate's draft. Senator Tom Tillis, Republican of North Carolina, on Monday gave out sheets to fellow senators showing the states most affected, including a steep hit to his home state. Funny how that happens, right? You know, wait a minute here. This could affect me. This could affect my voters. There is no, as someone who spent 30 years in and around politics, there is no greater motivating factor for an elected official than self-interest. You know, well, how does this affect me? Number three, fiscal conservatives. This group is irate over the tsunami of red ink and believe the Senate draft so far has made it worse. They want tighter cuts to green energy credits, including, you could include that in Ron Johnson's list there. Speaking of green energy Republicans, there's a few of them. A group of at least four Republican senators want the bill to go the other way and allow tax credits for solar and wind to remain for a longer window of time. Again, there was a time in this state, in Wisconsin, where you had Republicans who were very pro-alternative energy. Among them, my former boss in the state Senate, State Senator Dale Schultz, and one of his former assembly people, Travis Tranel, who is still in the assembly in southwest Wisconsin in Grant County, dairy farmer, smart guy. He has one of the biggest wind farms in the state in his district, Montfort, Wisconsin. used to be all for solar, wind. Now he's joined the pro-MAGA caucus in the state legislature, wants to curtail that. Wants to usurp local control, basically, supporting legislation to make it more difficult to put up solar farms, wind farms, and the like. Number five, salty over salt. In general, Republican senators despise the tax deduction given to states with high state and local state salt taxes. Let me try that again. In general, Republican senators despise the state deduction given to states with high state and local taxes. That's the acronym is SALT, state and local taxes, SALT. But the House SALT Caucus, members largely from New York State, are digging in over their demand that the deduction be at least $40,000. And they have enough votes to kill the bill. This is a chamber fight and a key disagreement for the bill moving forward. And finally, number six, reboots. I really do need to get new glasses. Rebots, robots.
Todd, you got new glasses pretty recently.
No, it was a year. It was over a year ago.
I feel like it was only a couple months after that that you were like, I need new glasses.
Well, it was the cataracts and all the other. I got bionic lenses now, and it takes a while. I got bionic eyes, and they're not working. All right, robots. The provision to ban states from regulating artificial intelligence is also exposing a rift. Some states' rights, quote-unquote Republicans, say this is the federal taking power. The federal government. Usurping power. But others, including House Speaker Mike Small Johnson, defended it. It is as a practical and necessary approach to an emerging technology. Again, my former party, when I was coming up through the ranks, would always say, well, decisions are best left as local as possible. That states' rights are a state. We could settle things better in Madison than we can in Washington. We can settle things better in the county board than we can in Madison. And as I've talked to this program before, that changed a lot in Wisconsin, starting with former Governor Republican Scott Walker and some of the people in the Assembly and Senate at the time, including current Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss. These are people who are all about Reaganomics and small government. But when it came to their people who were funding their campaigns, the frack mining folks, they said, oh, we want more money in our campaign coffers, so we'll give up our ideology of local government and we'll pass a bill that makes it tougher for local municipalities to say no to fracking and to say no to high capacity wells. In short, they sold out. Scott Walker, Robin Voss, I could go through the list. Just sold out. I think that's one of the biggest things that people miss in politics today. And it's only gotten worse. So much. I mean, politics has always been to a degree transactional. But I'm not sure if it's ever been as transactional as it is today. Think about it. We haven't even talked about this week. Donald Trump in the last week launched a new phone company. I'm not making this up. This is real. Okay, it's not Trump himself because it's one of his sons, Eric, who's running the Trump organization now. They came out with the Trump phone where you buy a Trump phone. It's like a knockoff of, it looks like an iPhone, but it's not. And it's, They claim they have this big network, but again, as someone who used to work in the cell phone industry, they're just piggybacking on existing networks. They're paying a price to be on other people's networks. That means that if you sign up for a Trump phone, your calls will be secondary to whatever company actually owns those towers. And here's the kicker. Where's the Trump phone made at? As Ken Lewis likes to say, China. That's where it's made at, China. Not making this stuff up. Back, we'll wrap up the show after this. It's the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along here where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC, CBS News, or James Kelly News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, followed by a check of weather with Brittany Merlot. Going to be a little wet some of the places across Wisconsin for the next 24 to 40 hours. Hotter over the weekend, but more sun. And then next week, leading up to the 4th of July, looks like pretty much quintessential Wisconsin summer weather. Highs in the low 80s and sun. So get ready for that. Then our great sports reporter Mike Clemens will be in. Probably have details on that big win by the Brew Crew and The Miz, who out-dueled the Pirates this afternoon. Brewers get a win 4-2 over Pittsburgh in a record-breaking crowd. At least, I should say, the highest crowd so far, according to the Brewers, of the regular season. So how about that? A great game. You heard it across many stations on the Brewers Radio Network here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And then after the sports update, Maggie Dawn and the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 4 until 6, followed by our great friend Pete Schwabe Conrad. Another fantastic edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. No better way to just wind down after the day, have a couple of laughs, learn something. Always entertaining. Our great friend Schwabe and Conrad and Nightlight from 6 until 8 at 8 o'clock. Robert Pilot, Native Roots Radio. And then it's Rick Smith across America. All right, a couple of things here to wrap up the show for today. First of all, one of our listeners, one of our friends, send us this from the New York Times opinion column. Talked earlier today about this this race for New York mayor. Big primary last night. Ranked choice voting. And Mr. Mondani is the big winner. And again, I saw him on Colbert a couple of nights ago. Good-looking, suave, debonair, great orator, self-deprecating. Everything I think you'd want in some ways. Young in a politician. Has what some would call more left-leaning or extreme, I guess some would say. I'm not necessarily saying that myself, but some would say extremist left views on some things, not everything, on some things. And so already today, some people on the mainstream Democrats are trying to crush this guy. New York Times opinion piece says in part this, quote, since their losses last fall, Democrats have obsessed over how to reverse their declining fortunes. By and large, the consensus has been that we need candidates with a sharp economic argument that can connect with young people, men, voters of color, and the working class. In the New York City mayoral race, we got a candidate who checked many of those boxes, Mr. Mamdani. So there you go. That's one point of view. That goes on to say, I believe this is Rebecca Katz saying, winning elections is about addition. We need a big tent. That's why instead of writing off candidates who resonate with voters because we disagree on an issue or two, Democrats should be asking why. Why voters were drawn to them in the first place, unquote. Rebecca Kersner-Katz from the New York Times opinion column. Great point.
One of my favorite things is the Fox News reporting on him, posting all these things that are supposed to make him look like a terrible radical leftist. And it's like low-cost living or like low-cost apartments. It's like, you make him sound so bad.
Right. And I think those issues are exactly what Democrats should be running on.
Right. And it's
other things and comments that he said on kind of international issues and that sort of thing that have been dug up about that. So as we started the show with Pat and Trigvi, I think the New York City race is insular. In other words, because you had Cuomo, who's just a schmuck, is the quote unquote mainstream Democratic candidate, and because it's New York and because it's ranked choice voting, it's kind of a standalone case there. But I think the takeaway is, I think the New York Times there is right, this op-ed, that some of the things that Mamdani connected with voters, I'm not sure you could take that kind of candidate with everything he said and directly say, well, that's the kind of person that the Democrats should run in Wisconsin. I think like Tony, there's a reason Tony Evers has won 5 statewide races, 3 as state school superintendent and 2 as governor. It's because he's a more centrist Democrat. He still supports a lot of the things that more progressives would want, but he does it in a way that's more palatable to the centrist voters in Wisconsin. All right, we'll leave you with this. Big Balls News. This is real.
Oh, really?
From the Daily Beast. Headline, Big Balls leaves government hanging after dumping new job.
That's quite a headline. That.
The infamous teenage doge, the made-up agency of government efficiency employee who called himself, quote-unquote, Big Balls, has left the building. Edward Korestein, his real name, resigned Monday, according to a White House official who told Wired. His government email account was deactivated as of yesterday afternoon, according to the New York Times. The 19-year-old was brought in the early days of the Trump administration to work with Elon Musk's made-up so-called Department of Government Efficiency, Doggy, as a special government employee, the same designation the world's richest man had up until his departure last month. A person familiar with the matter confirmed Big Ball's departure to the Daily Beast. He could not be reached for comment.
You know, I wonder if he realized that he was ruining his own life as well as countless others in around the world.
Well, he had literally no government experience.
Yeah.
19 years old, no government experience, and he has access to basically everybody's social security number and all these other kind of things. I mean, it's goofy. Again, as we stated on the front part of the show, it's just another example of unqualified people being put in positions of power and trust under the Trump administration. All right, that's where we're going to end the show. Great show. Appreciate Pat Kreitlow. You can hear him every morning from 6 until 9 with Mornings of Pat Kreitlow across Civic Media. Trigvi Olson, for Senior Advisor at the Lincoln Project, and Mr. Zommers as well, and all of you for listening. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Todd Albaugh, saying whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.